Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, the timeline of all of this is rather complicated. So what are your thoughts on this issue of failure of leadership?
Well, let's just take a look at the timeline here. And it's not just Kevin De Leon that's raising questions, okay? First, fellow Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee have privately have been grousing as well. But what we have here is a one-of-a-kind situation. As you've been reporting, in July 30th, Feinstein was passed on a letter from Congresswoman Anna Eshoo from Christine Blasey Ford, raising allegations about sexual misconduct on Brett Kavanaugh, who was at the time undergoing the confirmation hearings. Now, Feinstein decided to pass it on, but kept quiet about the identity and what was in the letter. Now, fellow members on the Judiciary Committee knew about the existence of a letter from a constituent out of the Palo Alto area. They knew about it. They didn't know who it was or what was in it. And they wanted to take a look at it so that they could make up their own minds, but Feinstein said no. And what happened was, that a lot of times it happens in Washington, is if you don't get what you want, you start letting the presence of something like a letter be known. Word started leaking out. And when leaks happen, press pressure builds up, and then Feinstein did go public with it. She's being praised by Blasey Ford's attorney for holding on to the anonymous nature of it for as long as she could, but criticized openly by Kevin De Leon, as you said, and also by some Republicans who say this is an 11th hour and 59 minute spring, and it's not fair to anyone.
And the tricky thing here, Phil, of course, is there are two key issues here, right? The importance of the allegation in this very important process, and the victim's right to handle it the way she wishes. If Christine Blasey Ford wanted this thing held confidentially and only wanted Senator Feinstein or anybody else to know about it, does that have to be respected?
Well, that is a question, because even when Kevin De Leon is Senate president, remember, it wasn't long ago in Sacramento, we had a slew of sexual harassment complaints against lawmakers, and there was questions about how they were handled. And it was questions about, as you said, okay, let's get right down to the language of some of this, Stan. You said victim. Other people would say accuser. In fact, she is both, and in these cases, you're both. If the allegation had been something like bribery or DUI or something like that, where there was either a record on record or corroborating statements, it would be one thing. But on these allegations, oftentimes we've taken the point where the accuser has the right to remain anonymous until they are willing to come forward. Dianne Feinstein respected that. That's new, and people are questioning it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.